Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Hey, 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 you're listening to Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9 with Moggy, and joining me now is Catton from America.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. She does it because she loves us. She's, you get up about 8 o'clock to do this show, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, which...
Well, you know, I have to wake up a little bit earlier, need the coffee, need to...
Yeah, so you need to perk yourself
prepare
up.
Prepare for the day. Mm. Exactly. Mm.
Anyway, let's go to our first story, which is, this doesn't really apply to Australia, but to you it might make a big difference, because obviously you just got a PS3 and you live in America, so, have you heard of Logo?
Yes, I have.
Yes, for those who don't really know what it is...
Who hasn't?
Well, probably a lot of Australians haven't, but, because we haven't got it here on our cable service, which kind of sucks, but it's basically... I think it's 24 hours, a 24-hour gay and lesbian cable service, or cable show, or cable net station, or whatever you want to call it. And yeah, which is owned by MTV Networks. And obviously they've been doing a lot of content for years, or for quite a while on the 360, and now they're moving all their, they're also including all their stuff now on the PS3, and including that is the Logo content, which is quite interesting.
Yay! This is an exciting thing to happen. Mainly for me, because my Xbox I bought with the 20 gig hard drive, because at the time it was either 20 gigs or 120 gigs. Mm-hmm. But the PS3 has much, much more space where you can just download, bring it in, and if I so desire, put it on my PSP.
Yay.
So then I can just be gay all the time.
Yes, you can make your PS3 fabulous.
Exactly.
Do you actually watch a lot of Logo?
Not so much anymore. My TV watching has dwindled. Mm-hmm. But now that it's on demand and much more portable for me, perhaps I shall.
I think I've actually...
But everyone should watch Noah's Ark. P.S.
There's actually, I think there's one show at the moment from the Logo server that's, on a cable television channel here, right here, Rick and Steve, the happiest gay couple in the world.
Do you watch it?
Yes, I do, actually. It's Wednesday night viewing for me. And, yeah, originally it wasn't supposed to be part of the, it wasn't going to be part of the PS3 package.
Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of sad, but then, MTV pushed for it and said, well, all of our other channels are successful, let's just throw that in. So we're glad. It's an accidental mistake, but accidental thing, but it's quite good.
Hmm. But, you know, more is better. So if we get an extra station that just happens to be really gay...
Yeah.
That's okay. You have the option to watch it.
I wonder if they're actually doing all their shows in HD. Because I know they probably will be for the other ones, but... Does Logo produce in HD?
I don't believe so. If they do, I don't... I have no idea. I'll have to get back to you on that.
The video store for both the PSN and XBL Marketplace is quite... It's hilariously bad here. Like, I think with only... For the XBL, it's pretty much like a couple of community videos and some Robbie Williams music videos, and that's about it.
Really? Oh, my goodness. I'm so sad for you.
They actually... They've put no effort into the video store in Australia.
Oh my gosh. Mm. Yeah, you know, just about everything is available in standard definition and HD in the video marketplace for the States. I've seen such weird and strange unpopular titles like The Machine Girl, which you should look up the trailer. It's kind of funny. Mm. It's in that really bad Japanese B-horror way.
Well, in Australia, I don't think, because our bandwidth, because our broadband connections haven't been, aren't up to scratch to America's, the lure of, a a streaming service is not that big. Because, like, we don't even have Netflix here, which is kind of sad.
Oh, that's right, you don't.
No. Which means we don't...
You need to move.
Yes. What do more of our listeners do? But yeah, I really hope they update a lot of stuff on the Australian Xbox and PS3. Because yeah, we deserve content too.
Yes, especially you guys.
And I would really love to see I would love to see Logo bring their stuff here.
I know, and then you wouldn't have to even sit and watch on Wednesday night. You could just watch it whenever you'd like.
So, yeah.
You could be watching it right now at station.
Well, we don't have Hulu as well, which I'm pissed off about.
Oh,
there's so many good things that are IP blocked.
You know, everyone in Australia should write a letter to all these different companies and be like, "I demand access to all this fantastic content."
Well, if you're a clever little boy or girl, you can actually search ways to actually view.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to do that. It's so much work.
But it's all because of licensing and such, because different companies own different properties in different countries.
Boo.
But hopefully...
That's what I consider that. Boo.
But with digital distribution, because really, once you're going digital, you can stream to the whole entire world. You don't really need to worry about different countries. So yeah, bring your shit to Australia, damn it.
Yes, sir. I will work on that.
And with that, let's go to a track. You're listening to Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9 with Moggy and Catton until 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. Hey, 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 you're listening to Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter with Moggy and Jean, or Nick Catton, as she's well known as. Yes, I... And you just heard Pumping Up Your Stereo by the Stereophonics. And we're going to be talking about now, some news from Japan, which was reported on Kotaku about... Apparently, have you ever been to one of the sticker places, Catton?
Of course I have. It's part of every Asian girl's upbringing.
Yes. There's actually one quite near here that I used to go quite a lot with my old boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you guys take obnoxiously cute pictures?
Yes, we did. And we used, like, the little scribble machine, the little scribble tools, and it was... Yeah, we were innocent in those days. But apparently, other men have been using it for more... Well, not... Less honest reasons.
Skeezy, I think, is the word you're looking
for. Yes, sleazy. Because basically, one of the most popular, machine places, called Picarica Mecca, has, banned male clients. Well, yes, they haven't really said we ban male clients, but they, their general rule is to escort male clients, men who are unaccompanied without women alone, out of the building.
Right, which, you know, for young girls, I suppose that it's a safe and logical thing to do, but at the same time, if you wanted to go with your boyfriend, Moggy, like, you would be escorted out.
Actually, I think they're okay with couples, but it's just men alone.
How do you think they would react to two white guys trying to take cute pictures?
I have no idea. Because apparently in Japan, they it's rarely seen.
Right. It's a very strange feeling to be walking amongst a very homogeneous population with no diversity.
But apparently...
But yeah, I really love the sticker places, and now that I think about it, usually you only see...
Like young women.
Packs of schoolgirls, right, and then the schoolgirls with their boyfriends, you know, making them take obnoxiously cute pictures with little extra designs around the faces and so on and so forth. Mm. Yeah, I can't say I normally see men. Mm. But in a place like that, I think I could understand, because in those arcades, they're nothing but photo booth machines.
Yeah. Well, apparently what they've been, men have been trying to do is take naughty picture shots from hidden angles and steal their stuff or even try to pick them up. So, it's justified.
Right. I mean, you wouldn't want people to stop coming to your place of business.
No, of course not. And, of course, women are your main clientele. So you want to check them.
Kind of like the Wii.
Oh, yes. Segway. Yes, apparently, according to an article, the Wii, or by Ubisoft, actually, they have said that the Wii is seems to be geared towards women.
You know, I can't really agree with that. I think the only thing that they can go off of is that the Wii Fit has become this phenomenon where guys don't usually use it.
Hmm.
You know, it's... They've always said video games were a male pastime, with the shooting and the guns.
No, obviously, like, the whole Game Boy thing.
Right, right. But, you know, now it doesn't really hold true. And it's to say that the Wii is geared towards women and families, yeah, it's... I guess most people consider it a less hardcore gaming platform, but at the same time, you know, it's a gaming platform. It's not for just one specific demographic. things like that make me angry.
Plus, this is coming from Ubisoft, which pretty much is pushing out all that girly crap, like ponies and Imagine Girls.
Please, I know you love the Barbie and Mary Kate and...
Oh, yes, it's a secret. It's a secret shame of mine.
I'm sorry to have added you on the radio. but yeah, it's a ridiculous statement, and they don't always make the best games, so...
Plus, at the same time, you can't really deny that casual female games are becoming a strong force within the market.
This is true. They are a force to be reckoned with.
Because like I said, there is Ubisoft pumping out game after game for just young women.
I always wonder how well their games sell, though. You know?
Well, they seem to be doing well enough that they pump sequel after sequel. Like ponies and dogs and all.
You're talking about ponies.
Yes.
I secretly think you really do love the pony games.
Yes.
You love to play them on your DS, don't you?
Shh. But yes,
moving right along.
Let's go to a track, shall we? You're listening to Lee Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9 with Moggy and Heathcliff for the next 20 minutes. Please.
Yay!
You can catch Lee Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You're listening to Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9 with Moggy and Catton for the next 15 minutes.
Yeah!
Don't worry, we'll be back next week.
Oh, of course we will.
Yes, we're on during the entire summer. Or winter, as in your hemisphere.
Right, it's actually quite freezing over here, across the ocean.
Oh, you crazy Americans, which... you and your Americans and your, crazy...
Violent video games and crazy politicians.
Yes, what I'm trying to say is,
a congressman named Joe Barker in America has proposed a bill to the Senate. Is that correct? I think that's the Senate. I think it is. To put labels on video game on the packets of video games, similar to how they do here, and I think I saw America with cigarette packets.
Yeah, those crazy politicians. It's guys like that that really, really make me angry to link that aggressive behavior in video games, such as shooting many things and so on and so forth, leads to the same sort of behavior in real life. And then to force video game companies to warn parents about this sort of thing, even though they should be able to plainly see that their kids are playing violent video games or, you know, even purchasing these said violent video games that have labels saying this is the age range that it's intended for, with a description of exactly why, like blood and gore, violence, sexual content, drug references, etc., etc., etc. Why would we have to put another label on? Is that not enough? You look at the game, your kid wants to buy it, it says rated M for all of these reasons, don't buy it for them.
That's a simple solution, just be a good parent and watch what your child is playing. And then you won't have to worry about complaining.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
But yeah, it's also quite funny that they say it's a health warning when it actually hasn't been proven yet. No one has definitely said video games cause violence. They're still on the fence about that.
Right. And you know, I have nothing else to add. I'm just getting really upset about it.
Well,
it seems like a ridiculous comment to make.
Well, I don't really think they'll take it seriously, because there is already the ESRB.
Let's hope so.
It's actually quite funny, our classification board, the OFLC, which I'm pretty sure, I think that's the acronym. I hate how they use all these acronyms. But, they're extremely tough on video games. Like, I think Eternal Sonata got an M.
Really?
Yeah, it got an M rating.
That's ridiculous.
For mild violence and drug references. And
wow. I can't remember what it got here, but it was nowhere near an M. For sure.
And I think Final Fantasy Tactics also got an M, which is bizarre.
Wow.
All for drug references, which...
You crazy Australians. With your M-happy ratings.
Well, I think, a lot of games around here have been banned. The recent thing is that they've been modified. Like, GTA 4 got modified, so did Fallout 3 and Silent Hill Homecoming. All of them...
Really?
Yeah, they didn't make it through the first time, so their solution was to edit everything that the OFLC told them was bad.
You know, while I support keeping kids away from adult-level content, I don't support the modification of content of games. You should be able to play it the way it was created. Although there are just some things that people have put in for shock value, and it's ridiculous. Like, I don't know if you remember the, I think it was like a BMX game or something, but people were riding around naked?
Oh yes, BMX XXX.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. But, you know, games like Fallout 3, maybe GTA, but not really. Just, you shouldn't have to... play what I feel like is a lesser game just because they feel like it's unsuitable to put in game content.
Plus,
if you're an adult, you should know better.
It's just like literature and film. It's obviously adult. They don't make any... Well, most games don't make any qualms about the fact that it's intended for adult audience. So, like I said in the end, it's all up to the parent or whoever to...
Because you give M ratings to everything. You can't just be... pimping them out there. You're going to save it for the M-rated games, the actual mature, and then you won't have modified content. Mm. Like, this is a mature game, but it's got a little too much, so we'll just modify it a little more.
Mm.
Write angry letters. Angry letters!
Well, they, recently our own classification board, they, snazzed up their, the classification system, which was, they just gave it a visual makeover to make it more obvious to what audiences will want. Which I think that maybe the ESRB really needs to do. Like, color code all their stuff, not just put a giant letter on there.
Excuse me, I was just taking a sip of coffee when you, said that, and I almost choked. Because you're funny.
Lovely.
Anyway.
Hmm. Anyway, let's go on to our, second story, which is about the PSP hacker battery. Which was,
Oh, yes.
Yes, a creator of the battery, which allows people to hack their PSPs, because at the moment, really, no one seems to be using their PSP other than for hacking, or other than for homebrew.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
No one really seems to be using their, PSP for anything but other than homebrew at the moment.
Well, you know, the problem is, the PSP doesn't have a stellar lineup of games.
Hmm.
And while I do not support the piracy of games, because I like them and I want people to continue making them, and usually they only do it if they can make money, you know, the battery that this company puts out is just makes it a little too easy for your everyday John to go in and put custom firmware on the battery. Because I believe it used to be you had to modify an original PSP battery.
Yes.
Actually go in and desolder some wires.
Well, I think it was actually a lot easier. And like the original firmware, people were hard at work trying to figure out loopholes within the software.
Mm-hmm.
And now, then they closed up all those holes, so pretty much anybody with a new PSP can't actually hack into it without these batteries.
And I support homebrew software. I like the fact that people are going out there and creating things. And I like the ability to know that I can go out and do whatever I want with my PSP as part of my geeky and nerdy training. But at the same time, you know, that was going definitely a little too far. I mean, because, you know, the people who buy these things are usually not in it for the understanding of the hardware or understanding of the software to be put on the hardware or creating anything fun and useful.
Yes,
it's really just so they can pirate games and say, hey, look at all the stuff I have that I didn't pay for.
Because, while I don't really like Nintendo and Sony's approach to homebrew, I really do understand why, because when you give people massive people this sort of ability to create new software, then you are going to get people who are going to exploit that. So I wish they would come out would give the SDK, which is sort of like the development environment, to people to play around with. I really do understand their concerns.
Right, kind of like, what is it that they do with the Wii, where they have all the games?
WiiWare, isn't it?
Yeah, that people make, and then you can download them for, you know, $5 or $6, or US dollars, or whatever.
Like the XNA and the, WiiWare, they're supporting indie titles.
Yeah, the poor PSP. It's had such a rough life.
Do you think it's actually
going to... it might get sacked.
Yeah. Do you think it has much of a life within it?
You know, I hope so. I have one, and I like it, but honestly, since I got my new iPod, I haven't really used it much, because I was mainly using it to watch videos. Because, you know, like I said, there's really only so many titles, and it's been out for so long that if you played all, like, the six titles
that
you really want to play on it, it's like, well, what else do I do with it?
Well, if you're looking, it's like, in Japan it's booming, so if you're an import gamer, then the PSP is pretty good. And also, there is, Sony is pumping out a few good new titles for it, like, LocoRoco 2 and Patapon 2, so, there is light in the tunnel, but I don't think it will make it all that... I don't think it will manage to complete that journey.
Yeah, and they also need to stop coming out with rumors and upgrades to the PSP so quickly.
And needless add-ons. And
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, well.
Oh, we'll check and see how
I love my PSP. Everyone should buy one.
Shh. We're a community radio station.
I mean, I love my PSP, and if you really want one, you should buy one.
Yes. That's a bit more... That's a bit more partisan.
I'm trying to be as diplomatic as possible here.
So,
Unsure.
Let's go to a track, shall we, before we get ourselves even more in hot water. You're listening to Lee Taremo Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9 with Moggy and Catton until 3 o'clock.
Yeah!
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You're listening to Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9 with Moggy and Catton for the next couple of minutes.
Yeah!
Yeah, and aw. But don't worry, we'll be back next week and throughout the entire summer. So, enjoy yourselves. Anyway, it's time for the finishing off. Let's start with let's go with a new segment called Craigslist Ad of the Week.
This one's really good.
Yes.
I laughed really hard.
For those who don't know what Craigslist is, it's basically like the Trading Post, but a lot more kinkier. Well, a lot more... It has a lot more things wrong with it. Particularly during...
Well, I think the problem is that it's free to post, so yes. People post whatever they feel like.
And plus, it has a dating section as well.
Right. And then, you know...
Which we'll pick up the most from, since they're usually the most funniest ones.
I think you should lead this one,
yes, I
Moggy,
should.
Because I don't know if I'll be able to say it without laughing.
Oh, yeah. If you're not very sensitive, or if you're a sensitive person, you might want to turn down your radio or connection for a bit. Anyway, this is a man seeking woman for Metal Gear Solid Roleplay, or M4WW. Oh, that's man for woman. I am a 27-year-old professional gamer looking for a few women to help fulfill a lifelong fantasy. You must be willing and ready to play the roles of at least Naomi, Mei Ling, and Meryl. Must be, in the age range of 20 to 30. If none of you are Asian, you can choose amongst yourselves which one will be Mei Ling. If by chance one of you has a mother or older sister wishing to play the role of Eve, by all means do so.
Oh, sick.
I will, of course, be playing the role of Solid Snake, equipped with a very solid and robust snake if you catch my drift. We will start with the first game and work our way on night by night. Imagine me in crawling around the floor, hiding under the bed, ready to pounce on your sorry pussies. oh dear. Maybe you won't be able to see me because of my Otomo camo suit. Or maybe I'll be blunt and forceful, showing each one of you what a real solid snake is like. While I'm getting to the CQB, which is close quarters combat for, if you don't know, I'm with one of you, the others are expected to cheer us on as they exhibit great lust for each other. I will supply costumes for you each. You must be in the size range of 3 to 8. You must all have done your research on the characters, gameplay experiences recommended but not necessary. Be ready for the most exciting night of your life, Metal Gear Solid style. Please send pictures of your whole troop. Maybe we can meet up for cocktails.
Maybe. They can meet up for cocktails.
Oh, well, all the best of luck to him.
Right. Well, I've got to give the guy props because he is doing a video game roleplay, and he did use the word robust to describe his solid snake, and... His colorful use of language makes me giggle.
Because he knows what he wants. We got to give him that.
Yeah.
Now, well,
hopefully we'll be continuing on this feature week to week and hopefully delving in the weirdness that is Craigslist. And sadly, that marks the end of us to go.
Oh, sad day.
Yes, but like I keep saying, we'll be back next week. Yay.
I'm sorry?
We'll be back next week. Yay.
Oh, yes. Yay! Yeah.
So until next week, boys and girls, geek out and speak to you all later.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Bye. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.